For 15 years, the Asylum Street Spankers have been tearing it up in their hometown, Austin, Texas, and around the country. They have a quirky blend of acoustic blues, string bands, swing, jazz, folk, and even a few kids' songs. The Spankers approach their tunes with both wit and panache, and now the group has turned its talents to gospel music with their new, modestly titled CD, God's Favorite Band. The Asylum Street Spankers join us now in Studio 4A, and we have a small audience here, so give it up for the Asylum Street Spankers, everybody. I'll introduce the co-band leader, Christina Mars, on vocals, saw, guitar, and banjo. She also produced the album, and she's accompanied by her band-leading partner on vocals, harmonica, and washboard, Whammo. Just Whammo.
Yep, that's it.
Are you named after a Frisbee?
Actually, sort of.
Really?
Kind of.
Is there a story there?
I was conceived on a slip and slide.
Fine. Welcome. And Whammo, then do the honors, introduce us to the rest of the band.
Sure. We got Dave Long on high harmonies and mandolin, Sean Dean on fiddle, Morgan Patrick Thompson on bass, Mark Henney on drums, and Nevada Newman on guitar and harmonies.
Fantastic. We're going to get right to the music, because why not? And you're going to do a traditional tune for us, Wade in the Water, and it's also included on your new CD, God's Favorite Band. Been together for 15 years? How'd you meet?
16 in April.
16. How'd you meet?
Well, Whammo and I are the only original members. We've had maybe 30 people come and go over the course of our long, illustrious career. We met at a party.
Do you remember the party, Whammo?
I do, as
yes,
a matter of fact.
I remember it quite well.
Out in Llano, Texas, this place called the Dabbs Hotel, and they had what they called the Llano Banano Show, which was an artists-only party, and you had to perform something to attend. And her talent that she performed was she twirled a fire baton to Primus.
With great success, I take it.
It was amazing.
And from this to God's favorite band, really.
It takes 15 years.
This is a song. Now, who wrote this Volkswagen thing?
Oh, I did.
You did Wham-O?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what on earth got into your head to write this tune?
Well, I thought about if God wanted to be anonymous while he was hanging out on earth, what would he drive? And so he'd drive one of the ugliest cars ever made, Volkswagen thing. A 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. I was tooling along down Speedway, my mind not thinking a thing, when I saw a vision of a holy roller. That's when I started to sing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. And it changes color when it changes his mood. God drives a Volkswagen thing. Now Satan, he drives a Mercedes. It's long and it's black and it's clean. And he slams on the brakes on the entrance ramp because he's so doggone mean. He's got a Hummer too, but God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. And he never blocks up the passing lane. God drives a Volkswagen thing. Now the Nazis, they built the VW. So evil, we still feel the sting. But when Jehovah wants to cruise around without getting recognized, he drives his Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing. With Jesus his jack and Buddha his spare. God drives a Volkswagen thing. Now Elvis, he gave away Cadillacs, which is easy if you are the king. But God never bothers with the radio. From the backseat, Elvis will sing. God drives a Volkswagen thing, dear Lord. God drives a Volkswagen thing. But it runs a flat nine. Drives a Volkswagen thing. Hear them bells ring. Amen, y'all.
Yes, Asylum Street Spankers with God Drives a Volkswagen Thing. Wham-O, can you sing that without a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I don't think so.
Ah, okay. Well, we're glad that you have it with you. Most of the tunes on your new album, God's Favorite Band, are not originals. I mean, you did traditional songs, but you also do some covers. And one of the ones that you do is an old soul stirrer song, Last Mile of the Way.
Like most gospel music, this one has its roots in traditional songwriting as well. There's plenty of songs older than this version that are based around the concept of last mile of the way. Because gospel has such a great oral tradition, you get a lot of sharing of lyrics. It's like, well, I woke up this morning in the blues, you know. You're not going to hear it just once in mm-hmm. one song.
Well, let's hear Last Mile of the Way.
Close of the day, Lord. Mm-hmm.
That's the Asylum Street Spankers performing Last Mile of the Way in NPR Studio 4A. Our feature was produced by Peter Breslow and recorded by Neil Tivolt. You can hear full performances from our session in Studio 4A at nprmusic.org. The Asylum Street Spankers' new CD on Yellow Dog Records is called God's Favorite Band. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.